You're listening to Exploring Boys Education, a monthly podcast produced by the International Boys Schools Coalition, in which we examine current issues affecting boys, teachers of boys, and boys' schools. I am Bruce Collins. I was reminded of two quotes while preparing for this episode on boys and the arts. Firstly, Elizabeth Gilbert reflects on what it means to live creatively. She says that a creative life is an amplified life. It's a bigger life, a happier life, an expanded life, and a lot more interesting life. Originator of the term lateral thinking, Edward de Bono, asserted that there is no doubt that creativity is the most important human resource of all. Without creativity, there would be no progress, and we would be forever repeating the same patterns. So as I think about this episode on boys and the arts, those thoughts really resonate with me. This idea of boys living a fuller, bigger, happier, and expanded life, but also that their lives would be about making progress, that we wouldn't be repeating the same patterns as before. So I look forward to sharing my guests' insights later as they reflect on the transformative impact of the arts on boys. Thembi Maseko and Shannon Friedrich teach drama and music respectively to younger boys at St. John's College Preparatory School in Johannesburg, South Africa. And Mark Stenhouse is the director of arts at another South African school, St. Albans College in Pretoria. Their passion for the arts and their impact on boys is infectious. But before I speak with Thembi and Shannon and Mark, it's great to be joined again by IBSC Executive Director Tom Batty for the IBSC Newsreel.
Thank you, Bruce, and welcome everyone to another episode of Exploring Boys Education. Whether the sun is growing in strength on your back as the year end looms into sight, or it is early Christmas lights and Thanksgiving plans that are guiding the way, you are most welcome at this gathering across the hemispheres. Back in June 2019, IBSC colleagues gathered at Solomon House School, Montreal, for the IBSC annual conference. The conference theme, Boys and the Arts, Great Minds, Big Hearts, offered something special to everyone committed to excellence and diversity in boys' education. Selwyn House School reminded of the scale of impact possible in boys' lives through the vitality and healing powers of the arts. Later in this episode, Bruce will speak to teachers at two South African member schools about the power of the arts in the lives of younger and older boys. Before Bruce speaks with Thembi, Shannon and Mark, I'd like to highlight some IBSC programmes commencing in early 2023. At the start of February, we will host an online programme, Wellness and Wellbeing in Boys' Schools, with Australian psychologist Andrew Fuller. This will be followed up with an online programme on gender diversity and inclusion in boys' schools, with experts from Campus Outreach Services. We are also most pleased to be returning to regional in-person programming in 2023. Harrow School, up on the hill, is hosting the IBSC UK Europe Regional Conference on the 22nd of February, and our South African Regional Conference will take place from the 8th of March to the 10th at Grey High School. More in-person events in different regions will be showcased soon on our website. As always, to learn more on these professional development opportunities and other resources relevant to our work in boys' schools, please visit our website, www.theibsc.org. Now, back to you, Bruce. I look forward to your conversation with Thembi and Shannon from St. John's College Preparatory School, and with Mark from St. Albans College. Many thanks to them for sharing the fruits of their hard work and that of their schools, and so contributing to our shared understanding of the positive impact of the arts on boys' lives.
Thembi and Shannon, what a privilege it is to be with you both today in this beautiful
school, St. John's College, this wonderful campus. As I was walking in here, I thought to myself, yo, if these walls could talk, the stories they could tell. I mean, I walked past photos of boys who looked like they were modern boys, but I saw the photo was like 1968 and whatever. So it's wonderful to be here with you, and I'm so grateful that you're willing to share your wisdom and your insights about boys and the arts.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Tembi, you're a drama teacher, right?
Yes, sir.
So I pretty much teach the whole prep school. So that's from grade 3 all the way to grade 7.
And you're in music.
That's quite right, yes. Yeah. I teach the same group, age group of boys. And it's quite a privilege to see all the boys in the entire school once a week to connect and engage and do wonderful music. I'm the music teacher, so singing, dancing, creating, it's wonderful.
So I want to start actually with your school's approach to boys and the arts and exposing boys to creative endeavors, both in drama and music. You know, obviously from what you've said in your introduction, it seems like all of the boys get exposure to both drama and music.
It's a very much integrated approach, and that we try and create and enhance and create opportunities for all the boys. Music is embraced, and all the arts, I speak part on behalf of music, but the arts, we embrace it so that it's part of daily life, so that it's not seen as an extra or an additional or something on top of, but it's really part of everyday school life. Yeah. And so for music, the grade threes, the entire grade of grade 3 boys and the entire grade of grade 4 boys have choir in the mornings. And it's wonderful to start the day off singing, energized, breathing, singing, creating creating a sense of community through singing. And so it's part of the school day. Yeah. And a lot of other music activities are also tied in. So it's an integrated approach.
Hmm. And I just to echo what she says, it is very embraced in the school. And I love that not only from management, but the staff as a whole, they take the arts seriously. And whenever we have a concert coming up or a play or an art exhibit, everyone wants to be all hands on deck, and they ask how can they help, and they're very supportive of the crafts and just bringing boys out in that light. And even after the boys have performed, a lot of them get encouragement from teachers and feedback, and it's like, wow, that was amazing. And so the boys even get that positive feedback, and they feel like, okay, the arts is very cool. Because I think also there's a general, probably like a stigma about the arts, like usually girls are more expressive and girls are the ones that like music and drama, but then having that in an all boys school and seeing them just owning it is really awesome. And that comes from just the school's general approach to the arts.
So it sounds to me it's like the engagement of the arts is almost like a community building kind of thing as well, so I'm fascinated to hear that. I mean, obviously there are certain boys who would show specific talent, let's say in drama or artistic pursuits or music. Is there an opportunity for those boys who do show real talent to specialize in any one of these areas?
We offer an array of experiences for the boys to engage in. And yes, once we do pick up certain talents, especially in the music sector, we offer music as a subject for those boys. And that allows for the boys to learn more about music and music concepts during school time, so they don't have to do it after hours, because at a boys' school, we all know, boys are incredibly busy and it's very difficult for them to make a choice between music and sport. So we offer it during the school day and fit that into our curriculum, which gives them that opportunity to enhance and develop their music skills as part of the school day. It's a small select group of boys, and in order to develop their music literacy skills, there are certain requirements that they have to do, which is to play an instrument. They play at concerts, termly concerts. They sing in the choir, developing their reading skills. Mm-hmm. And so it's interwoven in the school day, and it seems like it's part of everyday life, but we do nurture their talents.
Mm. And just to add on to that as well, for instance, this year we had a school play, and with the grade sevens, like it's clear that there are boys who don't necessarily only play an instrument, or they don't act, or they don't sing. So what happened was, in the play, I tried to cultivate a space where I asked the boys, what do you bring to the table? And I had boys saying, ma'am, I can do yo-yo skills. And I'm good with card tricks. So we found a way to sort of incorporate that into the school play and find a way for them to perform that and feel like their art form is being embraced. So we do try to pick out things that are also out of the ordinary and try to encourage them to bring that to the table as well.
And I think we mustn't underestimate as teachers what impact that has on boys when we recognize where they're talented and give them opportunity to showcase that. So, I mean, I think we're getting to really the key of some of the stuff that I want to get into and hear from you, because I'm fascinated to explore what you see in your teaching practice, Tembi and Shannon, what the benefits are for younger boys as they engage in the arts, and also then, you know, the skills that might develop as they engage in these art forms.
Well, the one that stands out the most is confidence. Like, boys that could not stand in front of people and had stage fright, just starting in January with them and sort of metaphorically holding their hand through that process and encouraging them and saying, you can actually do this, and just watching him grow. And then by September, he's owning the whole stage and performing with confidence. And also just hearing feedback from his teachers that, oh, he actually did such a great job in his English speech. So those are skills that I'm so encouraged by, just seeing them grow in confidence, as well as social skills and people skills, learning to read the room. We do touch on those things in the drama curriculum, just how do you present yourself in front of people? What does it mean when someone's body language says this? And so we learn that, as well as EQ and empathy. And so there's a lot of things that they learn in that perspective. And
you know, as you're talking, I'm just thinking, like, if boys didn't have that here, you know, where would they be picking that stuff up? I mean, some boys might have it naturally, others would be guessing, and some boys wouldn't even know. So you know, I always love seeing education as holistic. So they're learning stuff about drama specifically, but everything else that you've mentioned that's so valuable in life is going to stand them in good stead in whatever high school they go to, but even beyond that, as they step into their lives beyond school. Those are such valuable things.
And also with the older boys, for instance, because they get to work with devices, so we've tried to incorporate the tech and the media into drama, because I've found that a lot of the boys who are not necessarily extroverted, and I think a common misconception with drama is that people who are extroverts are the ones that are going to excel, but I try my best to accommodate the introverted ones. And so what a pleasant surprise that I found was that the introverted boys behind the camera in their own comfortable space have the greatest sense of humor. They're so articulate. It's just sometimes it's not necessarily easy for them to relay that or translate that in front of 50 other eyes. So I think that's been really cool as well.
I love what you say there, because I think what I'm realizing as I speak to more teachers who are involved in the arts is that the arts create a sense of belonging for boys in a boys' school, somewhere that where they can develop themselves and develop their talents and their gifts, and that's wonderful. What about in the music space? What are the kind of things you're seeing, Shannon, develop and grow in the young boys that come through your class?
Well, I think it's really important to create opportunities for boys to shine and to get them enthusiastic about what they're doing. And jumping onto that line of music technology, that is a wonderful thread for the boys. They enjoy creating compositions on digital music instruments. And that's fantastic, because then it allows all boys the opportunity to make and create compositions, and not just boys who are skilled on a certain instrument. I think that what is also wonderful is to create multicultural opportunities in music for boys to experience an array of music so that they can connect and learn more about one another. A big hit here at our school is playing marimbas, and the boys absolutely love marimbas. They run to the class, and that's the first question they ask, are we playing marimbas today? And whether they are playing high notes, low notes, fast notes, or slow notes, there's a wave of energy in the classroom, a wave of connection. They feel all connected to playing a piece together. I think that skills we enforce is a sense of team and also self-regulation, knowing when to play, the right time to play, and listening to each other, being patient, and then putting the piece together and performing it in front of an audience really does build their self-esteem. So they're wonderful traits and character traits and skills that we can develop in music, whether it's subconscious or it's very visible. They walk out the classroom beaming, smiling, laughing. It's really wonderful to witness.
And there's something about artistic expression that just fills us as well, I think. I want to pick up on something there that you said, Shannon, because it's I think that's critical for me. You know, you talk about particularly in a country like South Africa, where we have so many cultures and we're working really hard at seeing each other and holding space for one another, to use the language of music and possibly even drama to break down some of those barriers and to learn more about each other. That's a very, very powerful insight. So grateful that you shared that. I want to, at the end of this conversation, just, you know, pick up on something that you mentioned earlier, Tembi, is, you know, as I was preparing for this episode, I did some research about the studies into boys and the arts particularly. And there's a whole host of research, but some of the stuff I picked up on was that often in co-ed environments in particular, boys will stand away from getting involved as robustly in the arts as they might in a single gender space. Emma Smith in a 2016 study noted that the highly gendered nature of children's participation in arts and culture, with girls more likely to participate than boys. And in more recent research out of the University of College in London, Fancourt and Mack found that girls are more likely to take part in art, music, dancing activities than boys do. Do you think that boys' schools create safe environments, or the kind of environments where it's easier for boys to step out and express themselves artistically?
I think that we are very lucky in here that we've created an environment for them. Mm. And when I say that, I think the boys feel they're in a safe space. We also have a wonderful drama teacher who creates exciting lessons for the boys to delve into. And I think that's a key component, is keeping it current, progressive, something that's going to capture their interest. So if you invite boys to a music lesson where you're going to focus purely only on theory, I can't imagine they'd get very excited about that.
Yeah.
However, I work with a wonderful team, and we're always coming up with new ideas, current trends, and things that we can really engage the boys in. And I must be honest, I don't see that boys are hesitant in any way to participate. We have created a wonderful, nurturing, safe space here for the boys. And as I mentioned earlier, it's because it's part of the school day, they all do choir together. Mm. And it's a wonderful sense of community. And then we all go to chapel together and sing there together. And then they all experience class music once a week as a group and make music together and experiment. And we have termly concerts where they see each other playing different instruments and they appreciate other boys' talents.
Mm.
And so I think that we have created opportunities here for the boys to feel that they can fully engage in an array of music activities, drama activities, art activities, embracing the arts.
So I think that's an important point, is it's about being intentional about the culture, isn't it? If you create the kind of culture in which it's actually the norm and not strange for boys to engage in the arts, then you've won half the battle, haven't you?
And I was actually thinking of, like, I had a flashback when you were just introducing the question, and I thought about how when I was in high school and we picked our subjects, we had 20 girls doing drama and only one boy doing drama, and it was normal, you know? And then coming to a boys' school where all the boys do drama and have it having this lightheartedness to it, and it's a cool thing, I think is really cool. Something I have noticed though in the drama room is that in grade 3, they're all expressive and energetic and bouncing off the walls and they're ready to go on stage. Then the moment they get to grade 6, 7, you know, they're starting to be cool kids. Expressing yourself is not necessarily super cool.
Yeah.
But then within that and reading that, we find ways to tailor make the curriculum or find a way to let them express themselves to what Shannon said is current and relevant. What do they find cool, which is still within the curriculum? And I think what's really awesome is that the boys in the high school, they're big on drama. Like, the performances are incredible. And so when our prep boys see the 18-year-old grown big boys performing and expressing themselves, that also brings it to them that, okay, so it is a cool thing to express yourself. And I think also the school's culture is very encouraging in that sense. So yeah.
So Shannon and Timmy, this has been fascinating. You know, as I was sitting, I was like, I wish I could come back to prep school because it just sounds so much nicer than when I was in junior school. So I think, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for what you do for the boys here at St. John's. I can only imagine how exciting it is to be in both of your classes. But then also from the community who will be listening to this from around the world, thank you so much for the insight that you have shared. And I think what stood out for me most is your energy and passion. And I'm hoping that as that comes through, people who are developing programs in the arts or looking at doing more in the arts would be encouraged to do so. So thank you for being part of this conversation.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Bruce.
Awesome. The other thing that really stood out for me that connects to what my next guest is going to share is this whole idea of holistic education of the whole boy. And you mentioned it earlier, Tembi. You said, you know, if we're not offering that exposure to the arts at our schools, boys are missing out. And so Mark Stenhouse, who I talk to next, focuses on that. But it's been lovely to be here. We even had the bell ringing. But it's been lovely to be on campus with you. I often do these interviews online, and this has really just been wonderful. So it's been lovely to have the sounds of the school around us and to spend time with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce.
It's wonderful to be sitting in Mark Stenhouse's office. Mark and I actually worked together for a number of years here at St. Albans College. So Mark, thanks for giving us a perspective on boys and the arts from a secondary school sort of standpoint. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Bruce, and thanks for asking me to do this. This is really exciting.
I think those of us who are educators of boys, Mark, we know that the opportunities that boys have in boys' schools to engage in artistic or cultural pursuits is powerful. And that's really what I want to dive into today with you. But before we do that, I want to focus on your context in particular. Yes. You know, St. Albans College has opportunities for boys to discover their artistic and creative selves. What does that look like in this secondary school context in South Africa?
I like to do things differently. And if I look at your typical school, you will have your arts and culture program, which runs in the grade 8 and 9 years. And then you would then be able to break away into FET phase, where you do your music, art, and drama as additional subjects. What St. Albans offers is something different. We decided from the very outset that we would offer music, art, and drama as an elective from the grade 8 year. And we thought that is really important because you've got these youngsters coming in from private school who have either not been exposed to the arts, or those that have been overly exposed to the arts and not really knowing what they want to be a part of. So by getting them involved and giving them options to do music, art, and drama, it then allows them to find their inner voice and to find something which they're passionate about, which they didn't know. And I think that's the beauty of it all, is there are boys out there who do not realize what innate talent they have for a respective area. And I always say, if you're not sure, always try it. And I watch these boys getting involved in music, art, and drama, and coming in from school saying, I'm never going to get involved in that because it was an overkill when I was growing up, or what is this type of thing? Suddenly finding a love and a passion for something they didn't know that they had a love and a passion for. And then wanting to grow it and wanting to further it. A prime example is we introduced drama 3 years ago at St. Albans, and that has just grown exponentially. We're now sitting with a school of 600, of which 130 boys are doing drama as a subject. And such an important one because it's an incredible means of expression for these boys to be able to perform on stage. But it comes with so many life skills, like your building of your confidence, dealing with topical issues, but in a safety kind of environment, because you're performing it, but you're relaying a story and you're able to communicate that to your audience. And I think that's the beauty of introducing arts so early, is creating opportunities to expose boys to these respective areas. And as teachers, we know we're never going to be millionaires, but our rewards come in so many different ways. Because when you see a boy on a stage playing an instrument for the first time, you see a boy creating an artwork for the first time, you see a boy on stage doing a drama piece or being part of a production for the first time, and seeing their faces light up when they get their first applause, and them doing some introspection saying, that was me, I've created something. And for me, that is ultra special. And that's something you can't put monetary value to. The exponential growth speaks for itself, is that the boys are finding something special for them to pursue. To the extent, as I mentioned earlier, our drama students already reaching 130 students, having 125 plus art students from grades 8 up to matric. And with our subject music and our music programs having 250 to 300 boys involved in the music program. And that for me is exciting. And that's what I say to my staff, is I said, the boys will do the talking, because they will always do something that they love. And they will always find time to do something that they're excited about. And that excites me as a teacher.
So, I mean, it's wonderful to hear how many boys are involved in some sort of artistic pursuit or creative pursuit. But you also have some very specialized programs, I understand.
Absolutely. They always have somebody that they aspire to be like. And I've seen that with ultra-talented young actors and, let me say, thespians and musicians and artists. And boys want to strive to be like that. So we create opportunities also for the advanced students. I always encourage the boys to go out and explore avenues where they can be seen and obviously heard, depending which activities they're involved in. And we have a number of boys that we encourage to be a part of local, regional, and national competitions. And what that means is that those boys at the top are now striving to be better than they are, because they are now competing, for want of a better word, against people who are on the same level or maybe even better than they are. So we are giving them that platform also to excel and achieve beyond their current potential. And that for me is absolutely vital.
Mark, I love this sort of broad engagement with the arts, the fact that you have a focused program. Why is it so important for St. Albans to have such a broad base of cultural input into boys' lives?
For me, what is key in education, and I truly believe this, is holistic education and getting balance among your academics, your sporting activities, and your cultural activities. Because I think an all-rounder means that you've been exposed to the important parts of the world. And for me, the offerings that we have at St. Albans are so important to the overall development of the students. So yes, we have clubs and societies. We have 48 of them. And these are just wonderful areas where boys across the board can involve themselves on three levels, either a social level or in a performing capacity or in a service capacity. It just also exposes them to a different part of themselves and allowing them to develop either from a social perspective or from a performance perspective, be it competitive or just for the sake of performing, or from a service perspective, because that's what they want to do. That's their love and their passion. And then what I love about the clubs and societies is then we develop that into a cultural festival, which is our inter-house cultural festival at the school. And I remember starting that in 2000, where we had five activities, and it was music, art, drama, debating, and cooking. And over the years, that just grew exponentially to the extent that we have 15 activities in which boys are involved. And for me there, again, it's about exposing boys. And I always say, dare greatly, dare to be different, let your hair down, have fun, do something you've never done before. And we now, for example, have music, art, drama, debating, cooking, film, public speaking, quiz. The list just goes on. And now you're seeing boys involved in activities that you ordinarily wouldn't see them involved in. I see someone say, for example, first team rugby. Now suddenly he's on a stage and he's doing a drama piece and you're thinking, where did that come from? And you speak to him afterwards, he said, that was actually amazing. That was fun. So you've sparked something within them. And that for me is important because now we are dealing with the whole populace of the school. So we're dealing with 600 boys who have to be a part of a house choir, who have to be a part of house skits or drama skits, house plays and the likes thereof, and getting involved and absolutely loving it. It's just a blessing to watch them. And it culminates on our cultural day where we've also got external professional production. So the boys are exposed to professionals that come in. And it's just a really uplifting festival that we have. And the boys, when you speak to them, they say it's one of their highlights of the year.
So that's a fascinating part of this conversation for me, because I think if you look at a lot of the research that is out there, the research is saying that girls are more likely to participate in these kinds of activities. And I know we're talking in a very binary fashion here, but you know, you've spoken about boys being involved in art, music, in this cultural festival, in things like dancing and choir and all of that. You know, those are things often that are in co-ed environments might see more involvement from girls. Do you think that as a boys' school, as an all-boys school, St. Albans creates an environment in which it's easier for boys to express themselves creatively? Do you think there's something about the boys' school environment that encourages boys to discover the breadth of their creativity or skills?
I do believe that. I myself, I've taught at a boys' school, I've taught at a girls' school, and I've taught in a co-ed environment. In a co-ed environment, they ordinarily would not freely give themselves over to being a part of those types of activities because it's not the cool thing to do. No, this is not for me. Whereas within a single-sex school environment, be it boys or girls, there is that safety in that everyone is in the same boat. And boys then dare to be different. They dare greatly, as I said earlier, and try something different without the fear of ridicule. So yes, I truly believe that there is a safety net within a boys' school environment that encourages boys to explore different avenues.
So one last question then, Mark. What are some of the benefits you have seen as you've watched the boys at St. Albans engage in music, drama, art, dance, public speaking, all these things that you've mentioned you offer for boys?
I always go according to the four C's, and that's critical thinking, collaboration, communication, creativity. And all four of those can be found in music, art, and drama. And for me, I have seen such an incredible change in the boys from a confidence perspective, from exploring avenues they ordinarily wouldn't explore, to realizing potential that they didn't know that they had, and even boys changing parts completely because suddenly they found an area which they knew existed, but they weren't sure they wanted to be a part of, and suddenly they're saying, no, I want to go along this path, and I want to do drama. I want to be an actor, or I want to be a director, or I want to be an artist, or I want to be a musician, or I want to be a sound engineer. And you see boys' paths changing constantly. And that for me is exciting because we've created those opportunities. We've exposed them. And I think that's the key word. So we need to expose in order for those boys to make informed decisions about where they want to be in the future. So yes, I've seen a huge difference in boys that have been involved in these programs. And again, I come back to the holistic approach, is that we are catering for them academically. We're catering for them physically in their sporting activities. We're catering for them their creative sides in music, art, and drama, and clubs and societies. And I think we are creating true global citizens by doing that.
Well, Mark, it's been fascinating speaking to you, and thank you for what you are doing for these boys. I know there'll be a knock-on effect beyond St. Albans College because of the work you do. And thank you for your time and for sharing with the world just what your experience is, Boys in the Arts.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's just been so exciting to be able to share my love and my passion and being able to hopefully encourage others to do the same.
In reflecting on my conversation with our three South African colleagues, I couldn't help thinking about how so much of what we do with and for the boys in our care comes back to creating a sense of belonging in our schools so that they can thrive and be all that they are born to be. And the arts, it seems to me, is one way to give boys the space to discover and celebrate who they are. And as Brené Brown reminds us, we are, as teachers, the guardians of spaces that allow students to breathe and be curious and explore the world and be who they are without suffocation. Students deserve one place, says Brené, where they can rumble with vulnerability and their hearts can exhale. We should never underestimate the benefit to a child of having a place to belong, even one where they can take off their armor. It can and often does change the trajectory of their life. And so I want to thank you for listening today. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank Shannon. I want to thank Tembi. Until our next episode, keep on championing boys' education.